Welcome back. Okay, so we are out of closed session with nothing to report. Okay. Next up would be general manager's comments.
I had a PowerPoint, and of course, as usual, this time, last board meeting was the copy machine. Now this time the projector went out. I'll just give you guys a reader's digest. If you have other questions, then please chime out after I finish each item. On November 8th of this year, I put out a directive in the draft form to reformat the reporting writing. During the general manager's tenure here at the district, I have always written official reports of incidents and occurrences in a manner that a reader will not feel they have walked into the middle of a movie when someone would ask what happened or what is happening, whether the event had occurred an hour or several years ago. There are established report forms currently, such as for traffic collisions or other incidents. However, in reviewing the incident report, I find the format is inadequate. This, coupled with the fact that the proposed format can be written by email or a blank official district memorandum. On the back of the manager's report, I put in there a draft of the copy of the directive. Right now, it's at the point where I'm asking for the staff to review and make comments and inputs before we actually have a training class in December. I just want to make sure that I've covered all the grounds, and as usual, I'm always open for corrective criticism, and so this will eventually be a final draft, and then we will all meet in December to familiarize everybody with the new format. The other administrative change I'm making or working on is work orders. Work orders is a program out of our billing software, and it keeps track of every account and what we do, say, like with if someone calls in and says, well, there's a leak on such and such address, Ellen would create a work order. However, the work order codes are so disheveled that I'm finally going to working with Ellen and Ms. Aguilar here, and we're going to formalize a set pattern of work orders that are most commonly asked or performed, because like meter change, meter switch, meter, and then you got FF, 2, or A as an atom. Well, we're going to combine that into a three-digit number, which Ellen is working on that right now. Any questions on those two items? I feel that in the past, I have really, even though there are some hiccups and some internal problems, I think I've pretty well established an operation procedure out in the field. So now I'm going to spend some time straightening out the administrative portion of the district. November 5th of this year, at about 10:15 at night, I received a non-business hour emergency at 49960 Esperanza Avenue. This particular water meter is actually located approximately a 16th mile east from the service address. Even though there was previous notifications by the district of a potential leak on the customer side of the meter, I made the decision to waive the fee for the non-business hour water emergency response for the following reason. This is based on the fact that the resident is an elderly lady residing alone. Her home is a lone house located on the north side of Esperanza, east of Orange Street, right across from Hall of Road. You guys familiar with that home? It's out there, kind of like a little house in the prairie. There is a possibility that the notice, the blue tag, was left on her fence and may have either blown away or was removed by a prankster, which often happens in this town. The second occasion I responded was Saturday morning to meet the resident's brother-in-law at the water meter box. He was there to repair the leak. The reason why I had difficulty in locating the meter, and I have responded to that meter about 12 years ago, so I said, my memory can't be that bad, but what had happened, he was there like an hour before I arrived, and he had put a wooden sign that was probably about like 4 foot by 5 foot with 2 poles on top of the meter box. And I not only took the meter reader car, so I went and got back and got one of the units with the spotlight and looked all around, couldn't find it because it was under that sign. Anyway, so that has been resolved, and any questions about that? Okay, on November 10th at 9 in the morning, we started up well one, and the photos are in your in my report. We have Legend, Clay Valve, and Test Electricity, Creeper and Stewart Inspector, and district personnel were present at the restart of well one. Remember, I always speak about unknown things. Well, the current speed bump is ordering a pressure switch. Test did offer a less expensive pressure switch that was available immediately, but I decided to decline that for the following reason. Production well one has been offline almost 2 years. Staying dormant for another 4 to 6 weeks will really not matter, especially now that the pass is having cooler weather, which results in less of a demand for water. The district's current financial health is slightly nervous in the service at this time, so due to the additional cost for a less expensive pressure switch and paying Test Electricity twice for traveling, labor, and parts, plus the more costly pressure switch would not be a prudent choice. Again, purchasing quality parts in the long run saved the district money. Sure, it is attractive to purchase parts for less, but that also equates to a lesser quality, which may require to be replaced sooner. The money saved becomes buried in the payroll for the district, heavy equipment if required, service truck, fuel tubes, and costs for other unknown issues. And that's the reason why I advise Test Electricity to just wait for the more expensive and higher quality pressure switch. Any questions about that? Safety and cost for traffic control. Recently, the district field crew had to perform several details, which are tasks or projects, on various highly traveled streets, which are Main, Broadway, and Bonita, and Esperanza. These tasks consist of a new upgrading water service connection or landscaping. Remember I talked about landscaping earlier. Those trees are getting a little raggedy, and the concern is if somebody's traveling east or westbound in the number one lane, and Director Sandler should be familiar with. One is the closest to the meat, the center of the roll, two, three, and four. And if one of those branches are sticking out and strikes a vehicle and damages, either by cracking the windshield or scratching the car, then we're in a we have a liability issue there. However, there are safety issues with these high vehicular traffic. To outsource a traffic control vendor with Flygrid, which we have had with Meter Exchange or working on leaks on Bonita, Esperanza, and Broadway, generally cost the district an additional $600 to $800 per day. This increases district's operational budgets or eats into any new water service installation charges. I'm working with the field crew in formulating a procedure that will cost the district less but not jeopardize the field worker safety. Any questions about that? And finally, on Legend Pumps and Well Service, during the October regular board meeting, I think it was Director Wardable and Director Morris suggested that the district ask Legend for a discount. So the general manager did speak with the company's president, who stated if his supplier charged him less for parts and material, he would pass it on to the district. The original bid dated on September 16th, 2021 was $25,752 plus an additional charge of $6,034 for a mid-stretch assembly, totaling $31,786, with the final invoice being $24,352, which equates to a $7,434 less to the district. So I appreciate your suggestion, and that is my report.
Good job.
Thank you.
Well then, moving right into management comments. Then, board member comments. I do want to say something. I want to thank Martin. If this is your last meeting, thank you for being on the board.
You're all welcome. I just
time to move to
something else.
Rob, what about you? You got any board comments?
I do have a request. It's something for people to think about. Paper reduction and copying. What are their costs for printing the board packets and stuff for the year versus getting a tablet that we can use when we're at the office there? Does that make sense?
Yeah.
That was one directive that I did put out to the staff about printing and using the desktop or district tablets to keep that. I have one with track of his so dreaded standby details on call, and he would print in color and have it all pasted across his office wall.
Yeah. You have some companies like Verizon that will give out tablets as long as you pay for 2 years of service on it. That price of service might equate to cheaper than the cost of printing. So it could be worth checking into.
It would definitely be worth checking into.
Yeah, Calvin, you.
And there are other boards. And
I pay $9.99 a month for the service on my tablet that I got for free for having service.
Mm-hmm. There are other water districts, and one was on the Banning School Board. They put a screen in front of us instead of printing packages. So I don't need a vote. Robert, is that a directive that you want to give me for to look into? Are you there, Robert?
Yeah. Well, what I'm asking is to find out how much it costs us a year to print all of the board packets, except for, for the board members and stuff. in lieu of maybe having just like a Chromebook tablet or because like right now I'm sitting at home and I have this up on my laptop doing all of the stuff. And I'm looking from a cost perspective, one versus the other. If we had, for at the office there, we had a desktop, even if it's just a monitor with a mouse that we can use to scroll through the pages for each director, it would. It's just something to look into. Paper reduction and waste.
My question to you is, get another board member to agree, and I can consider that directive to management and come back with a staff report.
Well, that's what I'm asking you to do, is come back with an idea.
I agree.
Yes.
Okay. Future board meetings, items, next board meeting dates, finance and audit workshop will be Tuesday, December 21st. At 5 p.m. Regular board meeting will be Tuesday, December 1st, 21st, 6 p.m. Is everybody going to be in town? That's pretty close to Christmas. Okay.
Now the 18th, there's something going on.
The 3rd Tuesday, I don't know if something that you guys ever change.
When did you say the workshop is?
Yeah, the
workshop is Tuesday, December 21st, 5 p.m.
The groundwater sustainability workshop.
Oh.
It's not on here. I forgot to put it on here, but it's November 18th.
Yeah,
at
it's Thursday.
No, and that's finance and audit.
Yeah.
That's this Thursday.
Finance and audit workshop.
After tomorrow, I think.
Oh, okay. I was confused. I'm like, wait a minute. Did I put this in my calendar wrong? Okay. Personnel committee, none. San Gorneo Pass Regional Water Alliance meeting Wednesday, January 26th, 2022, 5 p.m.
Yeah, so the groundwater sustainability workshop thing is this Thursday, November 18th at 4 o'clock p.m. It's not on there, but...
And it should be an hour or two?
Yeah, they said an hour and a half to 2 hours. Or it was either an hour to an hour and a half or an hour and a half to 2 hours.
There will be a closed session after the workshop that pros cannot attend, but board, and we can have... Chuck Krieger and to answer any questions you might have
about what we're doing.
Yeah.
On Thursday.
Yeah, the rest of it's going to be an open session.
This is an update on the GSPM.
Yeah.
But we prefer to go in a closed session so the public can hear your comments and questions. There's some potential liability.
The other thing. Hello?
Go ahead, Rob.
Evelyn needs to reprint the signature sheets so they have your name on them, Sarah, so you can sign them.
Okay, for the minutes?
Yes.
I'll do that right now.
Is everybody going to be in town for the next board meeting, or do we need to change that?
I'll be here.
That's in December. I'll be
December
here.
December 21st. So I'm just wondering, that's pretty close to Christmas. So.
I'll be here. If I have to be here.
Well, do you want to table the meeting if we don't have anything pressing?
You can do that too.
It'd be
that might be the first meeting we have a new board member, though.
Yeah.
Right? Oh, yeah, we got to.
You reschedule for 14th.
Yeah, why don't we do that?
We can move it up a week. That would probably be better. If everybody's available.
Does that work for you?
Yeah.
Okay.
December.
And a motion to adjourn?
I move we adjourn.
I second that.
It's going to be rescheduled to December 14th, right?
Yes.
Okay. And that'll be both the finance and audit and then the regular board. So, motion to adjourn at 8:17 p.m. made by Director Sanderson and seconded by Director Teacher. Director Sanderson?
Aye.
Director Morris?
Aye.
Director Teacher?
Aye.
Director Wargo?
Aye.
And Director Lee?
Aye.
Mr.
meeting on Tuesday, November 16th, 2021.
Thank you.
Good job, team.
Thanks, nice talking to you, Robert.
Sarah. Talk to you later.
All right. Bye.